Hey, does that mean it's live now? Because it says live. We're live. All right. Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to the huddle with me, Coach Muddle, who is a lot cloudy today, like the weather, along with Nevada Nick and Stizzalicious today, back having a little video, trying to get his video going right, but, you know, we'll get there. And you know, and if you guys don't mind, I want to start off. We don't touch on a lot of college, but I'd like to start with that. You know, we had a lot of college football, you know, since the last time we talked.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things that really got me kind of fired up last night is that idiot. Because that I'm really tired of Kirk Herbstreit, you know. Because you know, you what did you do, man? You were an okay college quarterback, and you know you now you're because you talk on ESPN, you know it all. Just shut your mouth, man. Don't tell me these kids don't have the love for the game. You've made it a business, and they made a business decision. You know, I applaud Corral for playing because he could have easily said he's the number one quarterback coming out in this draft.
Right. No, Coach, I like Kirk Herbstreit as a broadcaster, but he should know better. Like, to question somebody's love for the game. Now, look, if this was a playoff game, I'd agree with him. Or I'd understand his position more. Because with your teammates, you've been playing to a goal all year, you know. And you're back now on your team in the playoffs where it means more. I understand that. But, you know, when Kirk played, which was, what, 25 years ago, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, 30 years ago, bowl games were much bigger. Mm. But you know what? It's a complete business now. And that's why they want to expand it to more teams in the playoff because it's a business. You got two more teams
going to
the SEC because it's a business. And you know, you're right, Coach. It's – And you know, Tessitore last night was praising Corral. And I look, you know, I agree with him. But don't go at those kids. Look what happened to Willis McGahee.
Right.
And you know what? It's funny that Herbstreit was on it yesterday. And then
what happened
that night. And I think it's just telling because you know what? They don't care about those kids. It's a business.
It's all about the money.
Spokes in the wheel, and then they just discard them. And it's like, don't, and you know what? I don't care if you're a third round pick or fourth round pick. I get it. Like right now, you got to go get paid. Are they paying them? You know how much money those guys are getting for a pay the bowl game? Those colleges are getting? They give it a penny to those kids? Not a penny. They don't get a penny from that bowl game. That pisses me off. And Kirk, while he's sitting there getting paid all kinds of money, Kirk, mind you, who never made the pros. Okay, Kirk, who didn't have that thing. But if you're a kid from the inner city or a kid, you know.
Which a lot of these kids are. A lot of these kids.
You can change your family. Yeah, and why should you have to go buy an insurance policy for one game and give up millions of dollars, you know, whatever it may be, you know, because you can get the policies
if
you get hurt, I believe. But still, you know, no, I'm with you, Coach. With you.
And the kid, the tight end for Miami, remember he played for Michigan, hurt himself a couple of years back. He was one of the top tight ends coming out.
Right.
And he wound up hurting himself and wound up being a fourth or fifth round pick. But, you know, he was lucky enough to come back from that. I mean, and of course, baby. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone. But, you know, and I'm just going to throw a little dig in. You know, Coach on Thursday did say Georgia, Alabama were going to win, you know, and they both did, obviously. So I just thought I'd, you know, hey, we got to stack things. We're stacking.
Coach isn't right a lot, so he's got to bring
That's right. I gotta stack as many wins as I can because I'm just like the New York Football Giants. Yeah. I am Cleveland East now, man.
At least you admit it. You know what I mean?
You know, at least I'm like not like the Giants. At least I can admit it. I'm bad. I know I'm bad. And you know,
we're just trying to get a point in for like 3 minutes, and coaches just
nah. Trust me, I'm good as a side piece here, fellas. Tonight. Man, just a little hungover from the weekend. Oh,
I hear you. I hear you.
Any points, and we're going because we're going to get in the NFL now. Any points from you, Stiz? Are you good?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. So, guys, we'll obviously let's start off with. We're not even getting to the Giants today. Like, I put on the thing. I put Giants versus who cares.
You know, it really wait. Hold on a minute. But wait a second. But so is all of the Giant fans that do listen to our show.
Oh, yeah, there is quite a bit of them.
Okay, because this is an important game. And I think, like most Giant fans, we're torn. Do we win this game, go out and play to win, we keep that draft pick get a Chicago in the top 10?
You want the better draft pick.
Right. Well, or do you go out and lose it to get yourself a better draft pick?
And you know what, too? I don't want any parts of bringing back Joe Judge and Daniel Jones if I'm you. So the worse it looks, the better. If I were you, I'd hope they lose 78-0 today. Well, I'm serious because I'd want no parts of what's the regime
now. I cannot disagree with you.
Let's get off the Giants because nobody wants to talk about the Giants.
Yes. Wait a second. But unfortunately, Daniel Jones is going to come back because he's still – this is his third year. It's the fourth year. He's not a rookie. He's rookie.
We can't wait any seconds. I get that. We can't wait any more time because we – put one more second to the Giant. Don't expect us to go under an hour. You're not worth a second of my time. All right. So, Eagles, Washington football team. Two teams that actually have a chance to make the playoffs that weren't eliminated 8 weeks ago, like the Giants. All right. Miles Sanders out today. Stiz Schefter just informed me Jordan Howard is in. Corrects this?
They said he expects him to play.
Okay. The breaking news that Jordan Howard's going to play.
No.
Look, huge game for the Eagles playoff hopes, obviously. Going to need to win today, especially with Cowboys next week. You know, it is at home, but still don't know if the Cowboys – I kind of wonder if the Packers win today against the Vikings, if the Cowboys don't say, all right, because the Packers play the Lions next week, that, you know, maybe, you know, if you – can't get that by. Maybe do you sit your guys and take Dak out at halftime? So I think you might see that next week because the Packers win today. Essentially, need to beat the Lions to get the number one seed. So you know those teams like the Bucks, the Cowboys. You probably really think of, especially the Bucks with all the injuries they got. You really might be thinking about resting some guys next week. But yeah, like I said, huge game for the Eagles. A lot of drama going on in Washington. You got Brian. Congrats, you're 100% Brian. Right. Yeah. He's right. Gibson. Put on the COVID list. He's out today. But like I said, too, you had a bunch of drama. Two teammates from college, too, and Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne fist fight on the sideline. And honestly, Coach, as you being a coach, I thought Ron Rivera I would have kicked them both off the sidelines. I think you should have made an example of them. I'd have suspended them. I mean, I understand you're playing for the playoffs and all, but you can't have things like that. You just right.
You send a message to the team because you've sent a message. It goes both ways. You sent that message now that, it's okay to do whatever the hell. Just like, you know, I mean, let's face it, when the Haskins is taking selfies on the sidelines,
right.
You know, I mean, he didn't really get in that much trouble. I mean, Ron was like, you shouldn't be doing that. And I think that was his opportunity to be like, hey, man, I'm the sheriff here, and this is we're going to rule some law and order, and didn't do that.
No, I think it's a mistake, Coach. Now, Eagles playoff scenarios. So, to be honest with you, with Cousins getting put on the COVID list,
huge.
It's huge that's a big thing for the Eagles because, obviously, if the Vikings lose today, you know, the Eagles win. You know, Falcons have to play the Bills.
Now,
The Saints have a winnable game today, but that's basically who's chasing the Eagles. And let's not forget, the Saints have the tiebreaker. So if the Eagles can win today.
Giants beat the Saints, by the way.
What's that?
Giants beat the Saints, by the way.
Nobody cares about the Giants. I'm talking about the Eagles. You know? It's like Belichick. We're on the Cincinnati. We're on the Eagles. So I think if the Eagles win today, they have a great shot because they have the tiebreaker over the Saints. They have the tiebreaker over the Falcons. And obviously, if the Vikings lose today, you know, the Eagles are pretty much in if they can win and those three teams lose. Now, like I said, the Saints, they have the tiebreaker over. I do think the Saints will win today. But, you know, Eagles are in a great spot. Who do you guys got today? Eagles laying six, no Gibson on the road. They've kind of had bad starts the last two games. Who do you guys got? I'll start with you, Coach. Eagles or Washington football team?
As a Giant fan, not really caring much, but I think the Eagles, because of the dysfunction, let's call it, showing its head on the sideline.
Right.
I think that's a spillover from the dysfunction that you don't see. And I just think that the Washington football team has kind of packed it in. They're done.
All right, Stiz, who do you like?
Coach is part of the Wolf Pack. It looks like he's in an episode of The Hangover, part four, top of the rooftop in Vegas. I love it.
Yeah, the Hangover part is
is definitely in. Yeah, I like the Eagles. I mean, losing Antonio Gibson today, I think, is huge for them. This Washington Potatoes team is just in complete turmoil. What a joke. You mentioned about the fist fight a little slap around on the sidelines, uncalled for. You can't have that happen. I mean, your team just looks like a joke. So I like the Eagles today. I think it's going to be on the legs of Jalen Hurts. Yeah. I think Jalen Hurts is going to get it done on his feet.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with Brian, too. I think it's going to be closer than people think. I would not lay 6 points with the Eagles, Brian. I agree with you. I think it's too many points on the road division game, unless you were playing the Giants who stink. But we're playing Washington now. We're not playing the shitty Giants. Yeah. So, and then, Paul, I think the Raiders will lose today, too. The Colts aren't the Browns with, the whole team with COVID and the Broncos without Bridgewater. The only thing that might help you is if Wentz doesn't get cleared by the doctor, and then you can kind of just try to stop the run and stop Taylor, with a rookie quarterback. Yeah.
Good luck.
Right, exactly. A little
different running game with Indianapolis than it is with
that offensive line back, too. I mean, that's, they beat a decent Cardinals team without their starting line. So it kind of, Colts headed in the right direction.
Sure.
Now, guys, NFL made changes to protocol. Just tell you the difference. Like, I'll give you a prime example. Carson Wentz, he tested positive Monday. Mm-hmm. In the previous protocol, no matter what, he'd have been out 10 days.
Right.
So he'd have been looking at, obviously, out this week, and then he could start coming off the protocol 3 days, Thursday of next week,
right,
where, so it could have been possible if he didn't clear, he'd miss two games. Now, as you see, and mind you, he was unvaccinated.
Right, he's unvaccinated.
That's the reason why. That was the reason why the 10-day.
Exactly, says. Now, he's got a chance to play from Monday to today. He was able to get activated yesterday, and today, if he is showing he's asymptomatic or showing that his symptoms have regressed, meaning like he still has symptoms, they're all going to let him play. So it's up to a doctor today. But I think the NFL had to do this. If they want to play games and not have COVID wreak havoc through the playoffs and down the stretch here, I think it's a move they had to play. Obviously, we all know it's about money. Let's not kid each other.
Right. All about the Benjamin's neck.
But I think it was a decision to be made. And look, still, even with this, the Vikings still have a shot at the playoffs. And Cousin, because he tested positive Friday, you lose him. So it's still not perfect. But, I think it's an improvement. And it's going to help, obviously, moving forward, that we're not going to have these teams missing all kinds of players in the playoffs and kind of put a hamper on the season, and maybe even to the point where you'd say this season has an asterisk, because it was starting to look like that, where you were getting hundreds of guys, 100 guys a day testing positive for COVID. I mean, it was wild.
Now, don't you think Aaron Rodgers is a little bent that he had to sit out 2 full weeks and then you change it after?
If you're the Browns, are you pissed off? I am.
He played
2 weeks. But I think they knew they made it. Look, and one of the biggest reasons, I think, was the Colts. I think they saw the Colts. And look at the Colts today. We're going to be missing their quarterback, their best player on defense, maybe their whole offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew they couldn't move the game back. And they know how big of a game it is. I mean, it's a huge game for the Colts and the Raiders. I mean, and I think they saw a trend going towards the playoffs, and they said they got to make the move now. And it didn't hurt that the CDC came out too, so they have science to back it up.
Right.
That you can, with this virus, the Omicron is not as, it's mainly like the flu, and it's so you only need 5 days instead of 10. So, and James thinks Raiders by 6 and Chiefs in a blowout. I actually disagree with both.
Yeah, so do yeah,
I think the Bengals are going to come play. I think the Bengals might pull it out today. We'll see. Okay, on to the next thing. Bills beat the Patriots last Sunday, Coach, as Nevada Nick said they would. Coach, big on the Patriots.
Yes.
Look, Bills' last two games, Falcons and Jets. So very winnable games. So the Bills should be able to lock down, unless they choke, should be able to lock down this AFC East. To me, I think the Bills, I said it in that Bucs game. Remember, Coach, where I said if they'd have won that game, you know, maybe look at the stretch.
Right.
And really since then, even though they ended up losing, the Bills have looked really good. Who, in your guys' mind, is the biggest threat to the Chiefs in the AFC? I'll go to you, Stiz. Go ahead.
No, I think it's the Bills. I think it's either the Bills or the Colts, to be honest with you. I mean, we talked about the Colts earlier.
Yep.
I kind of like them making headway.
Right.
You know, into the playoffs and going on a strong run. So, yeah, I mean, I still have the Bills, you know, a couple steps up from the Colts.
Yeah.
But I think the Colts are, you know, right behind them.
Yeah. And Stiz, funny thing is right now, the way it lands, Bills and Colts would be a rematch of last year's great playoff game.
Yeah.
And 4-5. I'm kind of hoping that doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Because I think they're the two teams I really like as well. I hope it doesn't happen that, you know, if the Bengals were to lose today against the Chiefs, they would go down to 4.
Right.
Yeah, I kind of hope that doesn't happen. Because
you want to see both of them get in for sure.
Right. And I want to see both of them
later
maybe
on.
Have a chance to play into that second round, because I would not be shocked of a Bills-Colts AFC championship. Coach, who's the biggest threat to the Chiefs?
I think a healthy Colts team is there, you know, yeah. And obviously, you know, as much as I'm on that Patriot bandwagon, you know, they do have a rookie quarterback, and you know,
right.
So I don't see them getting very far. I mean, I think they get it, they if they stay up there and don't have to play the Colts in the first round, I think they move on to the second round and then are one and done. But I think they do get a win in the playoffs. So,
and Joe, the hottest handicapper in all of Delco.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. No. Look, I think it's the Colts. Okay, but I agree with Stiz. It is Colts or Bills, my opinion. I do think some people are kind of counting out the Titans, but to me it's like, what's Derrick Henry going to be at? Is he going to be at 100%? You know, and like, you got to kind of implement him back in. But no, to me look, the reason I think it's the Colts is that running game. When you can run the ball and have those long 7-8 minute drives that the Colts can have and keep Mahomes off the field, and that's the Chiefs' weakness, just running against them.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing too, which is big, Colts lead the league in turnovers. So if you can grab a turnover or two on the Chiefs, that's why I go with the Colts. I do like the Bills, and I do think they got a shot. What worries me with them is they put so much on Josh Allen.
Yeah.
You look at the Patriots game. He had to make some huge plays for them to win that game. And they did run the ball a little bit better against the Patriots. But I just think they ask a little bit too much of Josh Allen. But I do think those are the two biggest threats. I agree with Stiz. So we'll find out here in these last 2 weeks how the seedings break out, because that's going to be it too. It's all about matchups, as you guys know. So as we said, if you see Bills Colts in that first round, I think that's an advantage to the Chiefs. Now, they'll play one of them then, you know, because they'll be the 4-5 seed. So they'll play them in the first round the first game, excuse me. But yeah. And look, Joe, I disagree, Joe. I understand what you're saying, but I just think New England to go on the road and play
with a rookie quarterback, yeah.
And you got a young QB. The Patriots are going to be good. They got to get maximum weapons on the outside. They got to get weapons on the outside. No, I mean, look, James, I agree good point. With you. Yeah, good point. No, it is. It is a good point. And if the Colts are going to make the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl, he's going to have to make a play in the fourth quarter. He did against the Cardinals. Can he do it again? That's going to be.
And can I just jump in there, James? Listen, you remember, man, Carson Wentz is a head case. Was a big head case in Philadelphia. Okay, he is just starting to get those things. You know, that comfort level is getting back, and you see that in each game. And yes, the mistakes are there, but I think they're trusting Wentz more and more each week, and running game helps him big time.
You lost anything you're going to say now when you say Daniel Jones is better than Carson Wentz. No, come on. Carson Wentz was
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're done. Come on, man. Come on, right?
Mac Jones.
Joe, who disagreed with you last night? I took Baylor. I don't know if he's talking about me. I took Baylor last night. I went with you.
Not me. You know me. I don't watch college.
The one game we were a little different on was on the Ohio State game, and I should have freaking covered that game. I didn't bet it, though. I said I liked Ohio State. I didn't bet it, though, and that's the truth.
All right. Mac Jones, James is talking about.
Okay. All right, James. Much better. Okay.
Right. Chiefs, Bengals. Look, huge game for both teams. Chiefs trying to nail down that AFC number one seed. And look, you know, the Titans are only a game back, and the Titans own the tiebreaker between the Chiefs and them. So, you know, huge game for the Chiefs. They got a win today. Bengals playing well. Like I said, the Titans own the tiebreaker. The Bengals need a win, just one win in the next two games to clinch the AFC North. But when you're looking at playing the Chiefs, and then next week you got to play the Browns, you know, it's the Bengals have a tough road ahead. Yeah. And I think it's a Browns team, too, that if the Browns beat the Steelers, the Browns could actually still be playing for a division title next week, which is pretty wild because all four teams in the AFC North, you know, are in contention still for that division title. So, going to be interesting today. Who do you guys like in this game? I'll start with Stiz, Chiefs, Bengals.
I mean, even though the Bengals are playing red hot, man, big win last week. Golly. I mean, Joe Burrow just balled out. But I got to ride the Chiefs, man. I got to ride the Chiefs.
Thanks, Joe. I'm telling you.
Can you let him talk? Go coach.
No,
wait, like
that's okay.
Sorry to cut you off. My bad. No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Now, even though the Cincinnati's red hot, I still got to ride the Chiefs. Okay. I just think it's an uphill climb for Cincinnati, and I think, let's say, quote unquote, the lack of experience on the Bengals offense with the young guys is going to be inferior to that Kansas City offense and stopping them.
Okay. Coach, who do you like, Chiefs or Bengals?
I'm going to go the other way. I think this is the Bengals. I think it's not going to be a blowout. I think the Bengals are going to play it down to the wire. I think it's going to be a close game. And I think the experience of the Chiefs will pay off. But I do think the Bengals are going to win this, though. I'm going Bengals. Let's go.
The Bengals. Joe, you just said I live in a dungeon. I'm gonna backdrop for you, Joe. And I'm just because he cut the guy off. And look, I want to say one thing though. And James, 100%, Chiefs defense has played unbelievable. But I want you to go look and see who they played against. I said it to Stiz.
Yeah,
they haven't played many good offenses. They played one good offense. It was the Chargers. They gave up 28 points and 400 and some yards. Now look, you only can play who's in front of you, and they've played really well. But let's see how they do against the Bengals today. I'm going to say I like the Bengals. I think the Bengals are going to find a way to win. I really do. I think the Chiefs, who've won seven or eight straight, I think they're due for a loss. I see a very close game. I could see it going either way. I do think the Bengals, if the Chiefs win, I think it's going to be by less than four. I like the Bengals. I think it's going to be a give him a Snickers, Brian said. I didn't see that one. See, that's a good one. Give him a Snickers. That's a great comment. I don't like nuts. Give me a Milky Way or a Caramello.
Not the comment of the year, unfortunately, Brian, but
it's close.
You're in top five.
Now, it's pretty. Brian's good with the comments, obviously.
Oh yeah.
Colts Raiders today. Colts really benefited, obviously, from the change in protocol. You know, they probably would have been without Wentz today. Well, definitely would have been out without Wentz, without Leonard, without Quentin Nelson, because the whole line was unvaccinated. So that protocol really helps the Colts out today. Look, big games for everybody. If Colts win, they clinch a playoff spot. If they lose, yes, they play the Jags next week. But you guys all know, you never know. It's any given Sunday. Right. So you want to take care of business today and you know, obviously clinch your spot for the playoffs. Raiders obviously need to win out. They need to win the next two games. They play the Colts today. They play Chargers at home next week. Who do you guys got? I'll start with Coach. Colts or Raiders?
Colts.
Man, make it simple. I love it, Coach. Stiz.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep it simple too. I got the Colts. I think Jonathan Taylor just runs all over them, and I don't think the Vegas Raiders keep up.
I think Wentz is important though.
Well, yeah, sure. Just,
much like for the Raiders last week, I think Teddy Bridgewater being out was the difference in the game because they had a lot of five-man fronts to stop the run game, which you'll see today. Wentz, just to keep you honest, you know what I mean, stays defensively, Wentz is that important.
Well, because
if Wentz is in, right, you're not going to just go ho-hum to stop
back the run. The box, because, right.
Wentz can throw the ball at all. I don't know what you're going to see out of Sam Ellinger. Although I still think, as Stiz said earlier, I still think the Colts will be able to run the ball with that offensive line. I don't care how many guys you put in the box.
Right, yeah, I agree.
Taylor is one of the best backs in the league of making sure no matter what, he gets three or four. You know, you can stop him at the line of scrimmage, but he's just one of those guys that finds a way to, you know, power his way through and get that three or four, much like Derrick Henry's, you know, great at. And then, you know, he always finds ways so fast when he breaks one. You know, Jonathan Taylor, I think he was clocked next to a receiver, but running back-wise was clocked at the fastest in the league. Now, a lot of good games today, guys, as we can see as we're going through this. Another big one is the Titans versus the Dolphins. And how about the Dolphins, first team in league history to have a 7-game losing streak and a 7-game winning streak. So, once again, what a job Brian Flores has done. Now, Titans, let me ask you guys a little bit. You know, are the Titans a team that nobody's been talking about, you know? Can they turn it on for the playoffs? How do you feel about the Titans, Stiz? Do you think they can make a run in the playoffs if you get back? I think it's all depending on the health of Derrick Henry, obviously.
That's my first out of 2 points is Derrick Henry coming back for the playoffs, and is A.J. Brown healthy? 100%. If both are, they have a shot to win a game or two. Now, I don't see them going to the Super Bowl by any means. Right. You know, because they just don't have any other weapons, really.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, we talked about Julio Jones. He was a non-factor all year. It's unfortunate. You know, you get that big time, that big name receiver on your team, and you say, "Wow, man, I got a three-headed monster here in Henry, Jones, and AJ Brown," but not so much now.
All right, Anthony said, "Is the remaking more if he gets injured, they want to pay him big money." I don't think they would do that. I mean, that doesn't, you know. I don't think he's playing today, though. Everything I've heard is that Huntley.
Yeah,
supposedly he's banged up. Joe thinks KC 37, Cincinnati 23. I don't think it's going to be that big of a blowout, Joe. I disagree. And thanks for popping in, James. We appreciate it.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, James. Thanks. We appreciate it. And I think
the Titans
totally lost my train of thought again, man. Right. You know, it is partly cloudy, you know.
Coach. You were talking about the Titans. Can the Titans?
I think, and this is kind of a tough game. You got kind of team, you know, both going in kind of, I want to say two different directions, because the Titans are really, I mean, they've been able to win some games without Henry, but they are one-dimensional again. Which is, it went from one-dimensional running, now one-dimensional passing. And I think, like you said, the Dolphins have kind of found their groove. You know, they're playing really well with Tua. So, and I like the Dolphins today.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Win eight in a row.
Yes. Yeah, eight in a row. So the
What's up, Mike?
The Dolphins win today. They play the Patriots at home this week. And the Patriots always struggle in Miami.
They do.
Go look it up. They always struggle in Miami. So, Coach, let me ask you this. If the Dolphins find a way to win today, do they win against New England next week and get into the playoffs?
I'll ask me next week. I'll see how New England plays this week, man. You don't beat Bill Belichick twice. You're not beating them twice. So
I agree with that. And they got, and the first one was, you know, obviously.
Yeah, it was kind of BS, yes.
If the Dolphins find a way to win, you think they can beat the Patriots next week and make the playoffs?
I don't think so. I think they lose both, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I think they lose both games.
Okay.
I mean, I know they're on a hot streak, but I see them being let down.
Okay. Now, that's the thing, too. The Patriots got a layup today, you would think, with the Jags. So you would think that the Patriots would find a way to beat the Jags. The line's 16 and a half.
Oh, crazy.
Just unbelievable the amount of points.
These lines are so ballooned this time of year. It's just crazy.
Yeah, no, 100%. Now, let's get to the bold prediction of the week. Stiz, we'll start
with you.
Happy New Year, Sammy. What's your bold prediction, Stiz?
Well, on a three-game skid, Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals find a way to get off the schneid. I think Kyler Murray today puts this game on his back, really on his legs. He balls out against the red-hot Dallas Cowboys. I'm predicting him 2-plus touchdowns, 60-plus yards on the ground, and an upset win for the Arizona Cardinals this week.
I like it.
Wow, that's big.
Wild card team, that's easy. It's Colts in the AFC. In the NFC, I would even over the Cardinals, I would say it's the Niners if Jimmy G can get healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's the Eagles because running the ball and playing defense travels. I mean, I think, though, in the NFC, those top four teams are much better than the wild card teams. So I don't think you're going to see any real big surprises in the NFC. I think the Cardinals are done. So, that's what I would go with. Coach, I'll go with my bold prediction while Coach is still thinking of his. So my bold prediction is going to be the Patriots don't make the playoffs. I think they'll win today, but I think they will lose in Miami next week and somebody else will jump up and take that slot from them. So I'm going to go with Patriots don't make the playoffs.
Wow.
Coach, your bold prediction.
My bold prediction, and I know our friends out on the West Coast are not going to like this, but I think that the Chargers don't make the playoffs.
Okay.
I think, Coach,
if they don't, it's their own fault, you know, losing last week to the Texans. And I know they had some guys out. Stiz, you want to answer that?
Wow, what a question that is. I'm going off the rail, Bill, and man, you'd hate to do this because nobody in their right mind would, but listen, with Sean Mannion quarterbacking, you don't know what this guy's all about. This is his first start in 2 years. I got to sit Diggs. I mean, it's between Diggs and Pittman. I got to sit
Diggs. You're thinking Diggs on the Bills, Diz.
Oh, yeah, what am I thinking? Jesus Christ. Never mind, Bill. Jeez,
we're all cloudy today.
I'm half looped up. I'm sorry. I'm sitting Pittman. I mean, Waddle's just balled out since he came back last week. Amon-Ra St. Brown was one of my sits last week. And even with a rookie quarterback, he still produced almost 100 yards. Yeah. So, I think it's got to be Pittman, Bill.
Yeah, and Diggs, too. You're going against the Falcons today.
I'm thinking Justin Jefferson. 14.5.
Yeah. Mari never lose a game in AT&T. He's 7-0.
Mari Povich?
Yeah.
No.
And you are the father, Anthony Price.
Yeah. That's freaking great. All right, so we got our bold predictions out of the way. Oh, Coach, did you give your bold prediction? What was it again?
Yeah, I said the Chargers are not making the playoffs.
Yeah, he thought of a team up to get – let's say they don't make the playoffs. All right, Rams-Ravens today. Lamar questionable. Rams obviously playing for the NFC West title. the next 2 weeks still. Obviously, one game up on the Cardinals. Cardinals, tough game today against the Cowboys. You know, we all heard what Stizzalicious thinks. He's got the Cardinals getting right today against Joe's Cowboys. Let me ask you this. First of all, who wins this game, Rams-Ravens? I'll start with you, Coach.
The Rams. Sorry. Okay. Rams. You know, Lamar tried to practice this week, couldn't go. But Huntley did come off the COVID list, which is a good thing. But I still think the Rams are playing for much more, and there's more at stake for the Rams.
Right. Stiz, who do you got, Rams or Ravens?
And I think Huntley's been playing, actually, in my opinion, better than Lamar Jackson the last couple of weeks that he played. But, I still have to go with the Rams. I just think they're firepower. And that number one wide receiver in fantasy next year, Cooper Kupp, going to light it up.
Look, Mike, I think a lot of things are going your way. I think the toughest thing's going to be, though, is actually winning on the – look, I know the Browns are favored, but you got to go into Pittsburgh in Big Ben's last game in Pittsburgh on Monday night and beat the Steelers. It's going to be a lot harder than people think. It really is. And now the Vikings ain't making the playoffs. Not with
Kirk. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
Thanks, Coach.
I am the coach. You don't want to ask Coach. Coach, are the Vikings going to make the playoffs?
No, not with Kirk Cousins as their quarterback, man. They're not.
He's not their quarterback, so that's exactly Anthony.
Whether he's quarterback or not, he's not.
I don't even know he's playing.
I know he's not playing, but I'm just saying he's going to be back next week. Anthony.
I wish I had a lie detector test right now so we could have Coach on it, because you see the thing jumping up and down. As
Anthony got Maury Povich's number, so, you know, let's get him on.
Let's get the lie detector test. Now, guys, let me ask you this. Can Matt Stafford take the Rams back to the Super Bowl? Do you think it's a – I'm not saying Willie. Is it a possibility, or do you think there's no shot? I'll start with you, Sis. The Rams can make the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think there's a shot. They got a great running game. You know, Cam Akers is coming back. Akers actually could see a few touches today, coming back off that Achilles injury, which is huge. Sony Michel's playing well. You know, I just mentioned the great Cooper Kupp. Right. I mean, it's just balling this year. So I know you guys aren't, you know, Matt Stafford truthers. Our best handicapper at Delco. I know he's not a Matt Stafford truther at all. But I am. I like him. Listen, he made me three huns on the prop bets. So, you know, I gotta root for him, buddy.
No, I just think he does make big mistakes in big spots. And he doesn't play well against good teams. But the biggest thing is, this is what you said. McVay needs to get back to what took him to the Super Bowl last time, and that's running the football. If you complement Stafford with the running game and you get Akers and Michel as a duo going, they can't just throw the ball. You know,
right.
Today they'll be able to because they're playing the Ravens, and me and Coach could probably get 100 yards on the Ravens. I mean, I don't understand Wink Martindale. Yeah. Look, when you got Marlon Humphreys and Jimmy Smith, you can play man-to-man and leave your guys on an island. When you got your fourth and fifth corner on your team and all your other guys are hurt, you got to change it up a little bit and play zone or switch it up. Wink Martindale doesn't do that. We saw him. I remember me and Sis watching the first Bengals game. I said to him, they keep on playing man-to-man. The Bengals just keep beating them.
They didn't adjust.
And you saw what happened last game. I mean, they got torn up. So – and in my case, I think the Rams can make the Super Bowl. Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't think they will, but they can definitely make it with that defense and with the explosiveness of that offense. If Stafford doesn't turn the ball over, they can be devastating. This might be mostly watching ball out. Yeah, I mean that's possible, and they're playing the Lions, coach's squad. Coach's favorite team, the Detroit Lions.
It's just like it's better. They're playing better than the Giants, okay?
They've been his bold prediction or his lock of the week like six of the last 7 weeks.
Yeah, but I skipped them last week when they were in. They did what they were supposed to
do. Yeah, right.
All right. Yes. All right, guys. Cowboys, Cardinals today. Another big game, obviously. Cardinals trying to stay in the NFC West hunt. Cowboys have a shot at the number one seed. If the Packers were to lose in one of the, you know, in the next 2 weeks. Obviously, that Kirk Cousins news was, you know, hurt the Cowboys a little bit, because I think if Cousins plays and maybe still with Manning, you know, they have a shot. I think with Cousins, obviously, they had more of a shot as they beat him earlier in the year. Although I believe this one's at Lambeau, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, last one was at Minnesota. Look, Cardinals again in the midst of a collapse. I mean, started 7-0, now they're 10-5, meaning they're 3-5 in their last eight games. Last year, you kind of had the same thing. And to me, it comes down to, obviously, Kyler gets hurt last year, doesn't look the same. And the same thing this year. Now, this year, you do throw in, obviously, Hopkins being hurt. But even Hopkins, you know, Stiz, if you look at it, he wasn't having the type of year that Hopkins is used to. No. I know he's missed some games, but, you know, he didn't have 100-yard games this year. I don't know if you knew that, but, yeah, Hopkins did not have
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did not have 100-yard game this year. So, obviously, Stiz answered the question earlier. His bold prediction was the Cardinals do end the skid and get a win. And I agree, if it happens, it's going to be because of Kyler Murray. I think Stiz is right on point there with that. James Conner in today, Stiz?
They said he's questionable. He said he's a game-time decision. So, that's another big one.
Right.
You know, they get Connor back with Edmonds, you know, backing him up, then, yeah.
Now,
thanks, Mike.
Coach, yeah. Oh, now he wants to give. I mean, they're still a good team, though, Coach. They're not, you know, they're not.
But I've been saying all year, and they're not winning today. I'm sorry. Okay. They're not.
All right. No, and Coach, I agree with you. I think the Cowboys are going to be too fast on defense.
Yeah.
Cardinals are headed in the wrong direction. I agree with you, Coach. If you want to believe that.
He'll be 7-1 after today. I don't think he can win today in there.
Oh, he meant Murray.
Yeah, Murray. So, how about now? But Dallas, look at them. How bad is that Thanksgiving loss to the Raiders?
Oh, so it wasn't Maury Povich.
I was unfortunate because I was looking to get on a show. You know,
I guess, obviously, he means when Kyler played in college and so far in the pros. Yes. Yeah. But this is a different Dallas defense, too. This isn't Cowboys the last few years. And I love Stiz with the Maury Povich and the you are not the father. Packers Vikings, no Cousins today, which obviously that line went from 6.5 to 13. Stiz is the father. If Green Bay obviously beats the Vikings today and the Lions, they clinch that number one seed. You know, as I asked you guys earlier, with the Chiefs, I'm going to ask you the same with the Packers. Who's the biggest threat to the Packers in the NFC? I'll start with you, Stiz.
Wow. I mean, I see three of them right off the bat.
Right.
Dallas, Rams, and Tampa Bay. The team's right underneath them. Right. You know, the biggest threat, I don't know. I mean, it's really a toss-up. It's really who's playing hot in the playoffs. Like, I guess you'd have to say Tampa Bay just because of the experience and because of Tom Brady and because of what he does. So, I'll have to say Tampa Bay.
Coach, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Stiz. I mean, those three teams underneath them are right there. So, we'll see. But Dallas's defense, like you said, that speed is really they're really fast. And, you know, I think they have a shot.
Well, from what they were last year, I mean, you remember Dallas' defense last year were the laughing stock of the league.
Right.
And they were letting up, you know, 35 points a game. So, you know, they had to outscore everybody.
I think Dan Quinn's assistant coach of the year. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, the difference in this defense is obviously Parsons has made a big difference. But he's not the only reason they've gone from the worst to one of the best. Obviously, Diggs has been huge. The emergence of Diggs and his development has been – those are the two biggest reasons. But still, it's pretty simple. Coaching was huge, too. I mean, obviously, McCarthy should have been probably fired just for that hire, the defensive coordinator last year. The guy who used to be the coach, I forget his name, the guy. Mike Nolan for the coach of the Niners. I mean, that was just a horrible hire. And it shows you just how big of a mistake it was.
And, you know, he turned down the Jacksonville interview.
No, he did. And I would, too, wouldn't you? I mean, I'm not sold on Trevor Lawrence. Jacksonville does have a lot of cap money, but, yeah, that's not a job I would want. I mean, they stink. I actually think the biggest threat, I mean, I would say Brady too, Stiz, but now that you hear AB's got an ankle injury, even though he's going to play today. Evans with that hamstring. Yep. I just think the Bucs are too injured. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys, as much as it pains me. I think the Cowboys, especially if they get – if the Cowboys stick to the running game and let Dak play off of that, if it's Dak throwing the ball 40 times, no. Then I think it's probably like Stiz said. But I agree with what Stiz's initial point. Those three teams are really close. You're right. And they all have their weaknesses, and they all have their strengths, and it's really close. So it's kind of going to be see how it plays out. Can Tampa get healthy? Can Dallas keep running the football and playing the right way? I think there's a lot of because to me Dallas is one of their weaknesses is their head coach. Just not a fan of his. Now, Big Ben's final game, guys. Tomorrow, at Heinz Field. I did a little rankings of the quarterbacks in the last 20 years. And I want to see what yours are. So I did the top five, and they played in the last 20 years. I went Brady number one, obviously. I went Peyton Manning number two. I went Aaron Rodgers number three. I went Ben as four, which might be a surprise to some people. And then I went Breeze number five. Now, a lot of people say, well, Breeze. But when I look at it, Breeze has the stats, but Ben won more. Ben won, won two Super Bowls, lost one. Breeze, although he did have the stats, only won one Super Bowl, only played in one Super Bowl. You know, him and Sean Payton had their years, too, where their defense wasn't as good. They struggled. I know he always had the stats, but, like I said, I think Ben's won once more. So I'm going to put Ben at four over Drew. Where would you rank those guys? I'll start with you, Stiz.
I mean, I think that's a pretty solid ranking that you have have here. I mean, I think he's a top five, top six quarterback over the last 20 years. You know, it's a shame that, he stayed in the league, I think, in my opinion, a year too long.
Maybe three.
A year or two.
They did start 11-0 last year, though, too. And I know it wasn't the hardest schedule, but, yeah, I would say definitely a year too long.
But, man, he had some nice weapons around him back in the day. You know what I mean? Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown. I mean, that team was something to look at and something to be feared. And with that defense, the steel curtain defense. So, yeah, I would loop him up in the top five or six, I would say.
Yeah, and he was just – early on especially, he was athletic. He was so big. He had a cannon for an arm. You couldn't bring him down. Some of the other names, Stiz. How about Hines Ward he had? Antoine Randall L. He's had weapons throughout his career. He has. Yeah.
Antonio Holmes.
It's Antonio Holmes, who caught the big touchdown against the Cardinals.
Yeah, huge.
Okay, well, we'll see. But honestly, Michael, it's going to be tough. That's going to be a wild atmosphere tomorrow.
Yep.
There is. Without Tom Brady finally.
Burris.
Anthony.
He had Plex, too. Didn't he have Plex at the beginning?
Burris. Burris. Yeah.
Right. That's
before he shot himself in the leg at the club.
Right.
Well, he also won a Super Bowl with the Giants before he shot himself in the leg.
I hope Anthony's right. I would like to see a Super Bowl without Tom Brady, too. As much as as much as he is a great quarterback, I'd like to see somebody different.
Hold on a minute. Where's Eli in this? Guy won two Super Bowls.
Come on, man. Stop.
Eli.
Yeah.
Eli, you brought it up.
Average. He's not even close to any of those guys.
Went to more.
Stop it. Coaching, it's not. Look, I understand Super Bowls are part of it. Thank God he froze because I don't think he's there no more.
No, Nick. I think that elevator. I think that elevation on top of New York Casino out in Vegas is really getting to
Coach. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And look, that's a great point.
It's all that oxygen they pump into the casino. It's all the oxygen they pump in.
Russell Wilson belongs in there, too. It said five or six. And look, though he retired, Andrew Luck is somewhere in there, too. And think if Andrew Luck was on the Colts, guys. You know what I mean? That really hurt that franchise.
Foles before Eli, are you high? Brian, are you high? Come on.
Foles played better than Eli did in the Super Bowl. I'll say that.
Super Bowl behind him.
Right, exactly. It's all about Super Bowls. So, coach, stop it. Eli's not even. I think Philip Rivers was the better QB. Look, Eli had two great runs. He had a couple good years, but coach, he's a mediocre quarterback. He had a lot of bad years too. He hung. Talk about Big Ben. He hung on about 5 years too long. He did. Go look at his stack.
The Giants are a terrible organization. They freaking didn't put any pieces around them. Come on.
Oh, they won two Super Bowls. But there are two Super Bowls.
Yeah, but after the Super Bowl, there are pieces, two Super Bowls. They let the offensive line go to shit. It hasn't been the same since.
There are two Super Bowls.
Go ahead, Stiz. Get into fantasy football. No, let's move on.
Shut up, coach. I'm going to mute you in a second. Those two Super Bowls.
I'll mute you, Matt.
Those two Super Bowls were because of the defense. Excuse me. Yeah, Stiz. Go ahead, Stiz. Get into your fantasy stuff. That's why, coach, because the two Super Bowls were defensive Super Bowls. Go ahead, Stiz. Into your fantasy advice. What do you want to start with? Obviously, championship week for everybody. Stiz, I'm going to give you rain. Whatever you want to start with.
Championship week. Listen, man, congratulations to everybody that made the Super Bowl in fantasy football. Myself, unfortunately, I lost my two playoff runs in the semifinals last week, so I am playing for third place in the championship round. So we'll see what happens. See if I can recoup some money. But by doing that, we'll start with the waivers. And this is a hot one, fellas. Isaiah McKenzie, wide receiver versus the Atlanta Falcons. Man, what a smash play. What a smash play. Atlanta's coming in as a fourth worst defense versus wide receivers. They're giving up 38.7 fantasy points per game. Gabriel Davis out again, COVID protocol. So they're missing one receiver already. Last week, Isaiah McKenzie at New England put up 11 receptions, 125 yards, and a touchdown. Outproducing Stephon Diggs, mind you. So Isaiah McKenzie's out there on the waivers. I'd look to plug him into your lineup. I know the one solid advice I give is don't get cute. Don't get cute in your championship. Don't get cute in your playoffs. You drafted these guys to play them. Don't go crazy. But I think this guy is a good fill-in, good plug-in for a wide receiver or a flex position. Need two, McLaurin, Marquise Brown, Devontae Smith. Well, you got to start McLaurin. That's number one. Man, Devontae Smith is just so up and down.
He is.
Same with Marquise Brown. I'm starting Hollywood Brown, Mike. Okay. I'm leaving Devontae on my bench. He's just too inconsistent for me. I mean, he had 100 yards last week. They were pretty much chalk big plays. But yeah, I'm leaving Devontae on my bench because I just don't know what he's going to do against the Washington Potatoes this week. Yeah, he's been junk. You're right, Mike. So that's my hot waiver wire this week. Start of the week, I'm going Damian Harris versus Jacksonville versus them Jacksonville Jags. You said it earlier, 16.5 point favorites. I mean, Damian Harris coming off a monster 103-yard rushing game last week with three touchdowns against Buffalo, against that hot defense in Buffalo week 16. So he had limited practices Wednesday and Thursday, so keep an eye on him just in case. Ramondre Stevenson came off a COVID protocol. So if by some chance Damian Harris can't go, which I think he's going to be fine, definitely plug him in. He's going to take on a Jags team who ranks middle of the pack, giving up 22.6 fantasy points per game. I tell you, with Mac Jones inconsistency in the passing game, I'm looking for New England to pound the ground game early and often this week. 10 out of 13 games this season, Damian Harris played double-digit fantasy points. I like him this week. I'm starting him. I'm getting him in my lineups everywhere I can. Sit of the week is going to be coach's boy, Saquon Barkley.
Good.
At Chicago. I mean, I think coach can agree, you know, with me. He's been saying he's been a bust all year. You know, I know coach is a big Giants fan, but I think he can kind of relate to this point.
Yeah, he knows.
Last 2 weeks, Saquon finished running back 28 and running back 51 in them 2 weeks in fantasy. I mean, it's terrible. He's played less than 60% of the offensive snaps the last three outings. That's not good either. He was playing 80% plus early in the year. So that's showing you that they're not solid on him. You know, they're not using him as much, and he's not producing.
I mean, Booker's looked better.
What's that?
Booker's looked better, I think.
Yeah. He has looked better. He's dealing with an ankle injury. Made him miss practice Wednesday, keep him limited on Thursday. Averaged 44.3 rushing yards and zero touchdowns in the last six games he played. I mean, you know, you drafted him in fantasy as your low-end first round, early second round pick. I don't think you could trust him in the championship. I really don't, and it's a shame to say that. Hopefully you got somebody in his place during a year, and hopefully you're smart with your waiver wires.
Yeah.
So, that's my fantasy.
All right.
I'll get into my picks now. There's one thing I think it's going to be interesting, too, is Isaiah McKenzie. Did they find something there? You know, Patriots got a hell of a secondary, and, you know, it's somebody that they might now be, you know, going to and maybe, you know, used in the playoffs more. So,
and listen, I'll be honest with you, it's a guy I never heard of.
Right.
You know, it's a guy that wasn't on my radar, you know, until I seen his performance last week. So, you know, that's fantasy football, though. You know, you get these guys out of nowhere that, you know, that produce.
All right. So I'm going to get on to my picks here. I'm going to start off with Joe mentioned this earlier, and I agree with him. I think the Colts win, but I think it's 8.5 points is too much. And you do have the Colts coming off two huge wins, obviously, at home against the Patriots, on the road on Christmas against Arizona, two huge wins. I think today, you know, Raiders playing for the playoff lives. I think the Raiders find a way to cover the 8.5, but Colts win the game. And I got then a two-team teaser for you. Rams -0.5. Chargers -2. Both teams need obviously need wins. Rams went playing for that NFC title. Chargers playing for their playoff lives. Rams play the Ravens. Huntley looking to start the game. I just think you're going to see too much of that passing game, too much of that defense against the Ravens. I like Rams -0.5 and Chargers just, you know, they're, like I said, playing for their playoff lives. I really like the Chargers today to get right after that bad Texans loss. Then I'm going to go to the Titans. I like the Titans -2.5. By the hook. It's 3 right now. By the hook. I think they're going to find a way to win. The difference in this game, you got two good defenses. You got, you know, Foreman's played good running the ball, A.J. Brown. But my thing is the difference is going to be the quarterback. Give me Tannehill over Tua, Titans at home. I'm going to take Titans -2.5.
Like it.
And then my lock of the week, I'm going to go with the Steelers tomorrow, +3.5.
Wow.
I that's who I like this week. I think they're going to find a way to – I think they're going to win the game outright for Big Ben in his last game. I really like the Steelers. Stiz, you want to give your prop bet and your lock?
Sure. Which one you want me to do first?
Okay, we'll go with your prop bet first.
Prop bet this week, Ronald Jones, over 66.5 rushing yards. I told you to pick him up last week on the waivers. He had a decent game. Unfortunately, Jack Vaughn stole a 56-yard touchdown run from him, you know, to really solidify that. But he still had a decent game last week, and I told you he was playing the Jets this week. And, I think he gets closer to 80. I think this is a layup. Over 66.5 rushing yards for Rojo.
Okay, and Stiz, your lock of the week?
Well, Taysom Hill looks like he's back, so I got to go with the Aints. The Aints -6.5 over them downtrodden Carolina Panthers. I mean, they're just going the opposite way. And I think this is an easy one, too. These lines this week are just too blown up for me. I can't take 13, 14, 16-point favorites. Yeah. I just can't do it.
Tough. I hear you.
So I got to find something, a touchdown or under, and this is the one I feel most comfortable about. I'm on a 4-game win streak on my locks. I'm trying to keep up with Coach, man. I've been doing studying all week, so here we go. Let's see if I can get on a 5-game win streak.
Coach, you're locking the win streak.
My lock is Detroit, man. I like the Lions. They Seattle has no business putting up nine-point favorite. You know,
I like.
So
all right, well there we go, Coach.
All right, very good, everyone. Thanks for watching. We appreciate it. Please share it with your friends. Ring the bell. Subscribe. We love everything. We'll be back tomorrow night. So please join us, and we'll see you guys.